I've got one for you guys. We've been watching it since 1:45 Minneapolis local time.
Mm-hmm.
Its location at present is about 45 degrees west of Polaris at approximately 45 degrees above the horizon altitude. It appears to be a pin-shaped object with the brighter portion towards one end. It's generally blue-white of approximately the first magnitude or better. It traveled, when we first picked it up, it was traveling from south to north. It's made several rather intricate maneuvers, including corkscrews, spirals, and 45-degree laterals from, apparent direction of flight. It doesn't appear to be a skyhook, balloon, or satellite. From what we can see through our telescope, it is radiating five different colors at various times. There's a central white portion surrounded by two blue, a red, and a green light.
Okay, and these maneuvers are quite positive?
Oh, definitely. You can see it maneuvering without the aid of the telescope. We're only using the telescope to try to get a closer look. That's how we've got the colors. It's pulsating, and like I said, there are six of us here, and we can see it maneuver with the naked eye.
Okay. And how long have you watched that?
We've been watching it since 1:45 Minneapolis time.
Okay.
It's still there, and we're still tracking it.
Any estimation of how many degrees of arc that thing has moved so far since you spotted it?
Oh, Dad, it's moved. I'll get our astronomer here. Ask Jeff how many degrees it's moved since we first spotted it. If you were to take this is very unscientific, but if you were to take a yardstick and hold it out at arm's length from you,
right,
it would have moved, in my opinion, about 24 inches.
Okay. Does this thing seem to gain or lose altitude?
Our astronomer in our group here says it's moved at least 20 degrees.
Okay.
And it's gone from a point where it was about the size of a quarter when we first spotted it. It's down now to the size of about a penny.
Okay.
And it, like I said, it moved from south to north, and then it looks like it's going away. We've been tracking it in relation to two other stars. At first, it was an equilateral triangle with it being the base.
Yes.
And now it's more like an isosceles triangle.
Okay.
And like I said, from that particular point, it sat still for about 5-6 minutes, and then it started doing crazy maneuvers. Corkscrews, 45-degree laterals, up and down, sudden stops.
Okay, were those corkscrew maneuvers on the vertical plane?
Vertical or horizontal plane? From our viewpoint, more horizontal plane. Yeah, it appears to be. Well, here, I'll let you talk to
Okay.
From what we've been seeing, it's moving in pretty much of a horizontal plane as we're facing, as if it was on the surface of a plane that we were looking perpendicularly down upon.
Uh-huh.
And it's moving in an area about 5 degrees wide and about 5 degrees of altitude, where it's sort of a fairly small area, as if it were jockeying for position or something.
Okay. Are you watching that behind a clear sky?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the sky is crystal clear.
Okay.
And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are seven of us here that have seen the thing, ranging in profession from deputy sheriff to unemployed.
Okay. Where'd you get our number?
I called the FAA office to report it near Minneapolis, and they referred us to you.
Now, would that be at the airport?
Yeah, out at the airport.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate you reporting this thing, and we'll check it out, and if we come up with any more information, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
Bye.